What's going on, you guys? Welcome to the Ready to See Podcast. This is your host, Christopher Zamora. Welcome to the show. So today, guys, I want to speak to you about this new movie. Well, it's actually just like a month old, but I just recently saw it, and I gotta say, it could have been better. This movie could have been way better. And like once I saw the trailers, I really wasn't that into this movie. Like, I really wasn't looking forward to it. But since Blumhouse actually made this film, that is why I actually watched it. And also because it's a horror movie, supposedly. There were some scenes that were surprising to me. And to be honest, the story is okay. But like around the middle of the movie, that's when I feel like they could have done so much better, man. I'm just gonna tell you the storyline, just like the whole plot. So if you guys have not seen it, go see it first before I actually listen to this podcast. So yeah, let's do this. So there's a lady that just moves back to her home that she used to grow up. She moved in with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend has two daughters. The mother is not in the picture anymore because supposedly she has went cuckoo and she's not the same anymore. And now that she's a stepmother, the protagonist, she needs to look after these two. The thing is, on this house, there's like this object, supposedly like a teddy bear. There's a teddy bear that the little girl sees, and also the stepmother, she sees as well. The crazy part is, you get to find out that this whole thing, the whole teddy bear thing, was imaginary the whole time. It wasn't real at all. It was just like an object that the kid made up, but still, somehow the lady was able to see it. You know how? Well, the thing is, the demon or whatever it is, that was the same thing that had haunted her when she was young. When she was younger, her father actually got to experience the whole thing that she got to experience herself as an adult with the little girl. Her father tried to save her from the demon or whatever it is. From the blue room, he actually went inside there to save her because supposedly it was taking control of her and he wanted her to stay inside that place the whole time. And then the father actually got to see what the demon was, like all these imaginary friends that kids have seen when they're young. He got to experience all of that. He wasn't the same guy anymore after that. Like, he had to be in the hospital for a long period of time. And the crazy part is, that could have happened the same with the lady as well. But now it was more different because she already had memories of this. Well, before is like when she mentioned that when she was around 5, she actually had difficulty remembering right after when she was 5 years old. Like, her memories were frizzled. And so the thing is, now things were happening the same with the little girl. The stepmom had to find a way to actually get her out of the blue room. That blue room, it had all these imaginary friends. That there's a door for each imaginary friend that has ever been created for this child. Like, even the demon, it made her do stuff. Like, it made her try to hurt herself. And it was just too dangerous for her. Once I found out that the bear wasn't actually there, I really thought that the story was gonna get even more better. But, like, right after that moment, that's when it kind of lost me. Like, the movie actually lost my attention there. Well, it wasn't that bad of a movie. It was okay, to be honest. But like right after that, there was a lady as well that saw the stepmother grew up on that place. The older lady, she mentioned to her that she used to talk about her imaginary friend as well. It wasn't Bing Bong. His name was Bing Bong, supposedly. That's what the stepmom named her imaginary friend when she was young. And for the little girl, she named her imaginary friend John C. And supposedly, that's the real name of the demon itself, John C. It was possessed as a teddy bear, and like it actually moved, and it could cause harm to people. What I did not understand is how come the stepmom and also the kid that went to go visit there were the only two people other than the little girl that were able to see the teddy bear. I believe so. Yeah, the kid as well, he was able to see the teddy bear, but nobody else? Or was I wrong about that? I probably might be wrong. It was just only the stepmom and the little girl. But yeah, the teddy bear, it wasn't that scary, to be honest, the movie, but it did get my attention. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, because like I said, the trailers didn't really get my attention at all, but I just only saw it because it's a horror movie, and Blumhouse actually made this one. They have created the newer Halloween movies, the Purge ones, Insidious. They have made a ton of great movies, and they're still going to continue making a lot of them. Lots and lots of them, I believe. But this one, I believe, it might have been their weakest one. Imaginary. Yeah. It could have been way better. But you can't win all of them. You're always going to have some movies that are going to do not as great as you thought they were going to do. And this one was one of them. Imaginary. That's the movie's name. I have to give it a... I'll give it a 6. 6 out of 10. It wasn't that bad. But it could have done way, way better, to be honest. Oh, and at the ending, once they kill the demon, supposedly, like, they burn it down. They burn down the blue room. And I thought that was going to be it. I thought that was the ending of that story. But supposedly, another kid was able to see a teddy bear. And the crazy part is, it's the same one. The same one that the little girl saw. So that's crazy. The same bear is actually haunting another kid. And the cycle is going to continue on and on. But I thought it burned the whole room. And I thought like all the imaginary friends were gone. But no. Probably they are going to plan on making another movie of this. Let's see how it actually does. But yeah, like I said, I give this movie a 6 out of 10. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't that great either. I'm like in mid for this one. And now I want to speak to you about Euphoria, guys. Euphoria Season 3 is still not going to air this year. So look, I'm going to read you some tweets that I have saved from Twitter. Well, actually just one. It says right here, Euphoria Season 3 update. The profile that made this tweet is Culture Grave. So if you guys are wondering, it says right here, filming won't start until 2025 at the earliest. Likely will be 6 episodes. 5-year time jump is planned. ideas where Rue is a private detective or surrogate mother were rejected. And also, HBO explored moving on without Sam Levinson, but the cast were vocal about him staying on, particularly Zendaya, Sydney Sweeney, and Jacob Elordi. By Variety. That's the source. So, they won't be starting filming until 2025, dude. The last season, season 2, came out in 2022. In the beginning of 2022, it's been such a long time already. 2 years just to wait for another season that's going to have 6 episodes? Are you kidding me? No, dude. To be honest, I think they should have just canceled the show because, like, I thinking that Fez's character was going to play a major role for season 3, but due to with what happened with Angus Cloud's death, that's when they changed the whole thing. Like, to be honest, I remember seeing a tweet saying that they started filming around that time, I believe, and that. But, like, once they got the news that Angus Cloud died, that's when things changed. And they had to rewrite the whole thing. And they still haven't had the chance to actually continue on with this show. They're still writing, I believe. They still don't have the actual draft for season 3 of Euphoria. So we don't know, man. It could be by the ending of 2025 and then going to start recording or during the summertime. We don't know, man, but supposedly it's happening in 2025. And we're only going to just get 6 episodes out of that. And yeah, the 5-year time jump, I believe that's very necessary because it'll be crazy if they still made another season when they're in high school. And these actors, they're not getting younger, so it would not make sense for them to still be in high school. They're already like in their mid-20s, like most of them, so it won't make sense for them to be in high school. It would have been better probably if they were in college, but no, they're actually going to be in adulthood, so we're going to see how they actually go forward with that season. And the last one, I guess, right here. Ideas where Rue is a private detective or surrogate mother were rejected. I believe that private detective thing, I think, could have worked out for Zendaya's character, Rue. Because she actually did solve the, like, somewhat of a case, to be honest, in season 2. So it could have been, like, fun, something awesome for the character of Rue. So, yeah, that was rejected. And also that she was going to be a surrogate mother. That was supposedly something that Zendaya pitched in to the Euphoria crew. But it did not went through. It was rejected. And also, this last one right here, HBO explored moving on without Sam Levinson. But the cast were vocal about him staying on. Zendaya, Sydney Sweeney, and Jacob Elordi. They're the ones who said that they wanted Sam Levinson to stay on. I believe he should stay on because it would have been way different. It will be way different if Sam Levinson is not part of this show. He is the creator of this show. Sure, it might be just not the original work of Euphoria, because there's actually another show before this one, the US version. I believe it's an Australian one. I really don't know. No, let me just search it up so I can bring out the facts, okay? Oh, you see? I was wrong. It wasn't an Australian show. It was an Israeli TV series. There was a radio show like that before the US version came out for Euphoria. It's just only a different take that Sam Levinson is taking. So yeah, I think he should just stay as a director, but just don't make them do weird things. If you guys have seen The Idol, you guys know what I'm talking about. That show, to be honest, it could have been better, but like, there wasn't much story going on for The Idol, and that's why I believe that it failed, and it didn't resonate with the audience as well. So yeah, let him stay and let him do his thing. Hopefully they create something even better for season 3 of Euphoria. Let's see how it actually goes, man. And now, I want to speak to you about Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. You guys know this is still happening, right? I think it's happening around, I believe, July or so. I didn't really remember when it's actually happening, but it's still happening. There's this tweet that I found saying that the rules, there's going to be new rules played out for this fight. Supposedly it's going to be 16 ounce gloves that they're going to use, only 2 minute rounds. Supposedly professional fights are always 3 minute rounds, no official judges. What does that mean? No official judges. And it also says here, no winner unless KO. Each fighter must pass an AEG and EKG test. So you're telling me that no official judges? This is not even a real fight then. This is an exhibition fight, and why would it even count on the record? If it's, there's not going to be no official judges, it just doesn't make any sense. And supposedly, professional fighters, they use 10-ounce gloves to fight each other, not 16-ounce gloves. And the 2-minute rounds, I'm guessing that's fine, because, you know, Mike Tyson is an older guy now, and probably he might not last long for the rounds. So it will make sense just to make it a two minute for each round. And no winner unless KO. Now that actually got me there. No winner unless KO. So you're telling me that one of them is actually going to get KO? Like they're going to go to sleep? So if that's actually true, hopefully Mike actually takes Jake Paul down, if it's actually true. If all of this is actually true, and it'd be insane if Jake Paul actually beats Mike Tyson, man. But it says right here, no winner unless KO. So they're actually going for that. That will be insane, man. Let's go, Mike Tyson. Let's do this, man. Take him down already. And yeah, let's see how it actually goes. Tonight, supposedly Roland Romero is going to fight Isaac Pitbull Cruz, and I am looking forward to that fight. You have to actually give Roland Romero props for actually taking this fight, man. This is a very dangerous fight. He is fighting Pitbull Cruz. He's going to go for the KO no matter what, and I believe he can, man. I believe that he can actually beat him. He might actually take him down around round 9, I believe, or round 8. That is my prediction for that fight. Round 8 or 9, Isaac Cruz is going to get a KO against Roland Romero. Let's see how it actually goes, man. By the time you're watching this or listening to this, you already know who won. But for me, as of right now, it is Saturday when I'm recording this podcast. And yeah, guys, that is it for this podcast. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you guys did made it this far, make sure to actually subscribe to the channel or also follow this podcast on whatever platform you are listening to it. If you are listening to it on Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, or any other platform, make sure to follow it. And also recommend this podcast to a friend or a neighbor that actually likes listening to stuff about combat sports, horror stuff. Maybe they will enjoy this podcast as much as you do as well. And yeah, guys, that is it. Again, thank you so much for listening. Take care and live to the fullest. Bye.